Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to Tip of the Week. And this is going to be a fun one this week. I am actually going to go through and scan all of these products on an app and let you know how good or bad they are. And so if you guys are listening to this on the podcast, you might have to go to my Instagram or my Facebook group and actually see the actual post if you want the visual on this. But I will walk you guys through all of these products. Again, I know you can't see this if you're on the podcast, and rate them. So I found this new app, and no, I'm not endorsing it, and they don't pay me for it or anything like that. I just heard about this app from my neighbor, and she talked to me about it all the time. And I was like, what is this app? And so she told me about it, and I downloaded it, and I was like, wow, oh my gosh. And I'm going to explain it to you guys here in just a second. But it was really eye-opening for me to scan the products that were in our home and be like, wow, I didn't realize how bad that was, right? And even for me, being a very health-conscious person, I thought I was making some really, really good choices. But of course, like, there's so many hidden things in our food, and there's so many things that we think are good, or we overlook things, or sometimes it's like, oh, it's our favorite, and we really don't want to replace it with something different, right? So I get all those things, but this has been huge for me in replacing things in our home that, like I said, I thought were really good. And if you are wanting to make, So if you're wanting to make healthier food choices, or if you're wanting to watch what you eat, or if you're wanting to lose weight, whatever it is, or just make healthier choices, or just be like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that peanut butter was so terrible. Like, let me find a different peanut butter that's better, right? So anyway, that's the point of this app and why I wanted to share it with you guys, because I think it's really powerful and it can really help a lot of us make smarter food choices, which I know all of us want to do. I know all my clients all the time. They're like, how can I eat better? How can I get more protein? How can I make sure that it doesn't have so many additives or sugar or cholesterol or fat or whatever? This is going to help you be a smarter shopper, which is what I love. So let's dive in. The app is called Yucca. Let me spell it out for you guys. If you guys want to download it, like I said, I'm not being endorsed by them. I'm just literally sharing information here. It's called Yucca, Y-U-K-A. It's a free app and it's a white square with a carrot. So that's how you know if it's the right one. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about this app, and then we're going to scan away. What I love about this app is when you scan it, it will tell you what's good or bad about the product, and it will rate it. So like good, poor, bad, fair, excellent is, I think, the system and of how they rate it. And what is really, really cool, once you scan the product once into the app, it stores it for you. So you can go back and scroll and see like, oh, how did that product rate again? Like when you're at the grocery store the next time shopping or whatever. So I think that's really cool. It kind of saves it for you. And then also there's a little tab at the bottom that you can click on and it will recommend something for you. So instead of, it'll be like, okay, well, instead of this, choose this, right? And so if you're looking for like a yogurt and the one that you have is bad, it can be like, oh, well, hey, this is a better choice. And it will give you a picture of the item. So I think that's pretty cool. Now, what I will say about this is this product, and we'll see it here as I scan some of these things. I got about 10 or 15 things in front of me here that I pulled out of my pantry, is that you also have to take this with a grain of salt. And so like butter, for example, like I scanned that when I was playing with this app and it said it was poor. Well, the reason it said it was poor is because it had too much fat in it. Well, it's butter, so it's going to have fat, right? So some of the things that you scan or some of the things that you look at, you just have to also be like, well, of course, right? So like, for example, syrup, I have this maple syrup, pure maple syrup. We don't use any syrup in our house that has, you know, additives, and I won't name drop any brands, but literally the only thing in this is brown rice syrup and water and brown sugar and natural flavors, right? So almost as natural as you can get it. This isn't this is the one that I typically buy. I don't feel like this is the one I always buy. I feel like it looks different. Anyway, whatever. So scanning this, it's syrup, right? So it's going to be sweet. So it says it's a pour. It rates it a 39 out of 100. And it, because, so it will give you on the app, it'll say the negatives about that product, the positives about the product, and recommendations. And so the negatives about the product, there's two: that it has too many calories, that it has 110 calories, which they say is too many for like the serving. And then it's too sweet. Well, again, like I said, it's sugar, or it's syrup. So it's going to be too sweet, right? Because that's the point of it. That's the product, right? So it says that it has 20 grams of sugar, which is too many grams of what they recommend, right? So again, like I said, like you kind of got to take it with a grain of salt, but that's good to know. All right. So Jif natural creamy peanut butter. I'm going to scan this one. Scan this one for you guys. This one rates good. It's a 60 out of 100. No additives. So here's the positive: no additives. The nut quality is excellent. The protein amount is excellent. Fiber is excellent. Sugar is low impact. Sodium is low impact. The negatives is too many calories and too fatty. So too many saturated fats. But again, it's protein, it's peanut butter. So that's what's going to happen, right? But it rates good. So that's awesome. Okay. Applesauce. I should say peanut butter and applesauce are two of the things, among other things that are sitting in front of me. I'm going to do applesauce next, are things that we've swapped in our home, within the last several years because of ingredients. I've noticed, over the years, I was like, wow, like how crazy it is that so much sugar is in, like added sugar is in our peanut butter. Right. So anyway, Jif natural peanut butter is what we use in our home. And I am pleased to say that that has a good rating. So that's awesome. Applesauce is another one. If you guys don't know this, applesauce has a ton of sugar added to it. Like literally check your applesauce label at home, because we feed our kids a lot of applesauce. Probably. I know I do. It's a really good, quick option. Every brand, the first ingredient is high fructose corn syrup, which is baffling because it's applesauce, right? It should be apples. So find a good applesauce. We have switched to this one. I'm going to rate it right now and scan it in the Yucca app and see. So this is organic full circle applesauce. And the ingredients in it is organic apples and organic sugar. Those are only two ingredients in that one. So I love that. Okay. This has an excellent rating. It's a 79 out of 100. No additives, organic, excellent fiber, good amount of calories, low calories, no saturated fat, low sodium, and low impact. So there is nothing negative about this product. So there you go. If you want an applesauce swap, this is one we use in our home, and it's good. Actually, it's excellent. Let's be exact here. Okay. Salsa. Salsa can be another tricky one. It has a lot of sugar added in it. You'll see a lot of high fructose corn syrup added in sugar, or and sugar added into salsa. So this is just a regular Schnucks chunky salsa, mild. It's got tomato puree, diced tomatoes, jalapenos, tomato juice, onions, distilled vinegar, salt, natural flavor, and garlic. So there's no sugar put in this one at all, which I love that. Okay, cool. So let's scan it here in the app. This is good. It gets a 63 out of 100. The negative to this one, there's only one negative, and it says it's too salty. It has too much sodium. So, but other than that, if it didn't, it would probably rate a lot better, but I will take good over anything. Okay. Next one are these, they're called Crazy Monkey Baking is the brand. Crazy Monkey Baking granola brownie bites. It's double chocolate. I love to snack on these. Let's see how this rates. This is good. Okay. 67 out of 100. The negatives to this, too many calories, a bit too caloric, it says. It really wants it to have about 10 calories less to be considered good. And a bit too sweet for sugar. So it's got 8 grams of sugar, and it wants to see it around five grams of sugar to be considered good or excellent. So that's what I love about this app too. Again, I know you guys are on the podcast here if you're watching and you can't really see, but there's like a bar at the bottom too, where it will show you the range that it should be. So like it has the poor, excellent, let's see, the good, excellent, poor, and bad ranges to it. And it will kind of show you where, what range it's in and how close it is to the other range. So that's pretty cool. But other than that, this one's good. for fiber, protein, sodium, saturated fats, and additives, it scores good. So, okay, that one's good. Ketchup. Okay, ketchup is another one that has a lot of sugar and high fructose corn syrup added to it. So this one here, I have Heinz tomato ketchup. It simply is simply tomato ketchup, no artificial sweeteners. Is the one that I bought last time I went to the store. The ingredients are tomato concentrate from red ripe tomatoes, distilled vinegar, cane sugar, salt, onion powder, spice, natural flavoring. So curious how this one is, because this is the one I typically buy because I feel like it's the best out of the options that I have at the store because it doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it. Okay, so this one ranks poor, 39 out of 100 because it's too salty and a bit too sweet. So it's got 4 grams of sugar in it and it wants to see it at 3 grams. So again, and too salty, it's at 170 milligrams and it wants to see it around 105. So again, take it with a grain of salt because it's excellent for the vegetable quality. It's excellent for low calories and no saturated fat. So to me, this still isn't that bad of a choice, even though it ranks poor, because it's only the sodium and the sugar really. But so the really cool thing is if you scroll down on this app, it goes to recommendations and it recommends this brand. I can't read the brand, but it's organic and unsweetened ketchup. Oh, by Primal Kitchen. Yeah, that one ranks good. And then Heinz tomato ketchup, no sugar added, ranks good. As well as Hunt's tomato ketchup ranks good. And then organic Great Value tomato ketchup ranks good. I don't know if I've seen some of these brands where I shop at. And that's the other thing too. It's like sometimes where you shop at, it's what they got, but that's good to know. Okay, so this has a poor rating. All right, moving on to macaroni and cheese. This is one that I have swapped in our home. We still have one box left of the bad choice. And then we have this other one here. So I am going to show you the difference here. So I was at Target a couple months ago, and I picked up this. It's Good and Gather organic macaroni and cheese. So I'm going to scan this. Okay, so this has a bad rating. So this is what I switched from. It has an 18 out of 100. So that is not a good score. It's too salty. It has too many additives and a bit too caloric. But other than that, the positives are that it's low sugar, low fat, good fiber, good protein, and no synthetic herbicides. So it does have recommendations across the bottom. Annie's and Amy's is a good or a better option, which is good. So I scanned this a while back and realized this. So the next time I went to the store to buy mac and cheese, I bought this brand instead, which is the Full Circle Organic Mac and Cheese. So I have done this one before, and this one ranks good. It ranks a 58 out of 100. The only bad thing about this product is that they say it has too much sodium. But other than that, it ranks well for protein, fiber, saturated fats, sugar, low calorie, no risky additives, and no synthetic herbicides. So Full Circle Organic Mac and Cheese seems to be the winner. Okay, moving on. Lucky Charms. My kids love Lucky Charms. And I do let them have stuff like this every once in a while. Who doesn't, right? Let's scan Lucky Charms. I cannot imagine what this is going to be. It kind of makes me laugh. Okay, yep, this is bad. It gets a 7 out of 100. Oh, that's funny. Okay, because it has too many additives, too much sugar, too much salt, too much sodium, and too many calories. So, all right, that's probably not a surprise. Moving on, Full Circle. My kids love these cereal bars. I have not scanned them yet, but my kids love these granola bars. Curious to see how these are going to scan. They scan bad. Okay, let's see why. It scores an 8 out of 100. Too sweet, too caloric, and it contains risky additives. Uh-oh, no. Let's see why. Okay. So there's 3 additives in here that have a limited or moderate risk, and they are annatto. I've never even heard of that before. And carnagine, which I have heard of that before. It has a moderate risk. And the really cool thing is whenever it says whatever additive is in it, that's bad. And they rank it like limited risk, moderate, no risk. You can even click on it and it will tell you about that additive, which is amazing. I like love this app. I'm obsessed with it. So that's super cool. Again, they have the recommendations across the bottom, which I will definitely look into these recommendations next time we're at the store. because my kids love granola bars and I don't want them to eat bad things. So we will be swapping that one out for sure. Okay, Z bars. My kids love these. They're the chocolate brownie organic Z bar. Let's check this out here. Okay, these have a good rating. Awesome. A 58 out of 100. Awesome. The negative is too many calories and a bit too much sugar, it says. It wants to see it at 6, or no, it wants to see it at 11, or 6.5 to 11, and it's at 11. So, okay. All right. Well, you guys get the idea here. I think this is so fun, but I just wanted to share this app with you again. It's called Yukka, Y-U-K-A. I will link it down in the show notes for you guys. I have no affiliate with it whatsoever. I just think it's an amazing app to make smarter food choices. And I just think more people need to know about it. Because I feel like we all want to make better choices, right? So Yukka is the app. And yeah, go check it out. If you guys want, to learn more about your food choices, it's an amazing app to use when you're grocery shopping. And really the cool thing is, like, when you're grocery shopping, maybe plan the next time you go to spend an extra 10, 15 minutes in the store. Like, maybe plan, like, okay, hey, you know what? Next time I go to the grocery store, I'm going to find a little bit more time to go so I can scan some products. Like, maybe scan what your favorite go-to product is and see what it is. And if it's like bad, be like, ah, and then you can be there and know exactly what to replace it with and scan a different product. So, I'm happy with the things that I've gotten here. So I can, you know, go scan more products, I'm sure, in my pantry, but I am really excited to find a change for our granola bars. And then I'm proud that we found a switch for the macaroni and cheese. Curious if there's a swap for the maple syrup. I know that it's way better than some of the name brand, syrups, because like I said, they have so much high fructose corn syrup in it. But anyway, yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this tip of the week. I know that it might be boring for you guys because you guys aren't on, you can't visually see me, but maybe pop over to my private Facebook group, which I will pop the link, for that down here in the show notes, and you guys can join that. I'm going to do a live there, like going through all these products. So you guys can see the full version of it if you guys would like to, down there in that Facebook group. So, okay. Thanks so much, guys. See you next week for tip of the week. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.